Welcome everyone to the Women in Maintenance podcast, a place where women in maintenance share their stories. I'm your host, Caitlin Young-Gilbert, proud CMRP and Chief of Staff over at Upkeep. I'm also the founder of the maintenance community. You can join us at upkeep.org. Each episode, I meet with female leaders in maintenance to discuss their career journeys and share best practices to help each other within maintenance thrive. Today, we're excited to have Angela Barella on the show. Welcome, Angela.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Angela is currently the data analyst and program manager assistant at WearCheck USA with over 20 years of experience working in the field of predictive maintenance. Angela started her career in maintenance and reliability as a technician in 1995 and has since then specialized in oil analysis and lubrication, assisting many organizations to reach a world-class lubrication design. Welcome again, Angela.
Thank you.
We heard a little bit about your start in maintenance as a technician, but I'd love to hear more in your own words. What really introduced you to our industry and a little more about your background?
Okay, well, I started my career working in a corn milling plant in 1991 for a contractor that provided many services such as janitorial, sanitation. We did operations, shipping and receiving, administration, safety, heavy equipment operations, mill riding, and much more. It was kind of a jack of all trades that we provided. And this is where I gained much of my experience of the equipment operations and overall plant life. And the plant started its reliability initiatives that included a predictive maintenance program. And so in 1995 is when I had the opportunity and was hired as one of the initial employees that was part of that predictive maintenance program. And that's where I started my journey in the maintenance world.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, as we just heard a little bit about oil and lubrication, you know, you have a knack for oil and lubrication analysis with a deep understanding of how to leverage technology to understand potential problems in various equipment programs. What was it about this particular field that fueled your passion for the role? And I hope you hear what I did there with fueled.
Back then, it was a new and exciting position, and I enjoyed learning the new technologies, all of them. I said it was interesting to me to find the defects of the equipment with thermography, vibration, and the oil analysis tools while the equipment was still in operation, and then identifying the root causes. And then it was, you know, it was interesting to me to provide solutions to keep these assets in good health.
I think that's so important. I hear often from guests about their career journey and how the importance of curiosity plays a role. A lot of the times people might not realize how much having curiosity and trying to discover the root cause of problems and thinking outside the box and being creative really does bring you to different areas of our field. I just really want to echo what I just heard from you, you know, is about it was new and exciting and you wanted to learn more and you kind of just followed your natural curiosity. Is that right?
That's right.
Wonderful. You know, and switching gears just a tiny bit, we recently had a member in our community refer to certifications as the global currency of our industry. That's a direct quote. And you yourself, you have a good number of certifications and credentials under your belt, like machinery lubrication analyst and machinery lubrication technician certifications, just to name a few. So in your opinion, do you agree with the sentiment that certifications, credentials, those are the global currency of our industry? What do you think about that?
I agree with that statement. And you either have a degree or a certification in any field. However, there's a huge advantage with on-the-job experience. I said I met people with gain of certification in the field by textbook, but they don't have any hands-on experience. Employers, they want to hire people with the certifications and skills necessary to fill that job requirement. So it goes hand in hand.
Got it. So it's very important for opening doors, but then you need to make sure that you have the hands-on experience behind it and keep up the knowledge is what I'm hearing from you.
That's right.
And so when preparing for each of these certifications, we get a lot of questions from people about how do I know if I'm ready? How do I prepare? You know, would you say your experience or your education more integral, or what was your preparation process for gaining those different certifications?
Oh, when I started in the predictive maintenance world, it was a new beginning for me and many people. I had failed a few certification tests, and it was due to not having the experience and the training necessary. But the certifications became easier to achieve as I gained more hands-on experience in the plant. And I believe experience and education is necessary to become certified in any field.
I think that's so important. I really love on LinkedIn when we see people saying, I'm so excited to share this achievement. I just got the certification. That's awesome. But I also love seeing when people are like, I just tried to take this test and I did not pass. Looking for tips on how to pass, because that is so important to mention, especially for young people looking to join our industry. You know, they go on LinkedIn and they find some of the experts and the influencers, and they're like, oh my gosh, there's so many letters after your name. I'm so behind. And I love you even admitting I failed a few times.
And it's okay.
It's okay. You learn, you know, you learn through doing the test. You immediately figure out, oh, like those are things I don't really understand. That's where I need to focus my learning, and you can only get better. So it's only a positive, although, you know, sometimes people don't see that journey before the acronyms behind people's names. Well, thank you again so much for sharing that. And to switch gears again, you know, you mentioned that you started your career as a maintenance and reliability technician. Can you paint us a picture of what your experience was like as a female maintenance technician, and what changes in the industry have you observed since then?
Well, 20 years ago, there was some naysayers regarding women in the maintenance field, but I was blessed to work with some amazing people, and many were like family to me. Thankful for the supporters I've had on my journey. And for the last 5 years in this industry, I thought maintenance technicians and supervisors were not taking my recommendations seriously because I was a woman. And what I found is that these tools were like voodoo, and they didn't understand or believe in the data. If the equipment was not growling and jumping up and down, everything was normal. It took a few equipment failures and some predictive maintenance training for the maintenance technicians and supervisors to start believing and accepting in these technologies. And I see more and more women in the industry than ever before, and I believe it is more acceptable in today's time.
I'd love to dig into that a little bit about, you know, there was a moment where you were wondering, is my gender playing a part in people trusting my advice and listening to me? And it sounds like you had a realization that at least now, maybe not the case 20 years ago, but right now that's not what's happening. It's this not knowing about the tools and not having the knowledge. So what was a defining moment that helped make you change that perspective? Or like, what were the clues to help you realize what really was the case?
I think people started believing in what I was doing. And once I started getting the credentials and the training, would find those issues, and you just have to prove yourself. And yes. I think everybody has to do that. I don't care what gender you are. You do have to prove yourself.
And when you mentioned earlier in your career, you were very lucky to be surrounded by allies and supporters. Could you mention like anything they did to make you feel like really supported, or what really stood out to you about those that were supporting you?
They backed me up on the training. They were fully engaged in that. So they provided, I think it was 2 weeks of training per year to get us where we needed to be.
That's amazing. So last question here on the podcast, we love to hear the numbers behind common themes and trends. So off the top of your head, hopefully not too much pressure, but how many women are responsible for oil testing and analysis and lubrication management?
Well, off the top of my head, I would say maybe 30 to 40% of women are responsible for oil testing, analysis, and lubrication management, just with some of the folks that I've run into. The ideas and solutions of increasing that number is just awareness, including machinery lubrication analysis and trade schools and industrial maintenance courses, include oil analysis and lubrication management training in every single maintenance program. And if you're currently in a maintenance program and oil analysis and lubrication management isn't on your radar, I would get involved.
Perfect. And I just have to give a shout out to you, because you mentioning that the key to increasing that number is awareness, and coming on to podcasts like this, sharing your story, spreading that awareness is being part of the solution. So I super, super appreciate it. As the last question for the podcast, can you just share with our listeners ways to connect with you, ways to help raise awareness, things like that?
Absolutely. You can reach me by email at angela.barella@wearcheck.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn. I would like you to come visit our website at wearcheck.com for more information on oil analysis and lubrication management.
Perfect. Thank you all so much. We'll make sure that that website's in the notes so that everyone can easily head over there. And again, thank you listeners for tuning in to today's episode of the Women in Maintenance podcast. My name is Caitlin Young Gilbert, and I'm the Chief of Staff at Upkeep and founder of the Maintenance Community. You can connect with me on LinkedIn as well, and also find Angela and myself in the Maintenance Community Slack group. Feel free to ask us any follow-up questions from today's episode or suggest future topics. You can sign up at upkeep.org. Hope to connect with you all soon. Until next time.